Welcome to the American Center for Elemental Music and Movements podcast. This is where the ASEM team and friends discuss playful, elemental, process-based music and movement education ideas for all ages. We're so glad you joined us. Hello, and welcome to the American Center for Elemental Music and Movements podcast. I'm Drew Bullington, the president of ASEM, and I'm here today with my colleague, friend, and fellow director on the board, Lisa Sempsey. Say
hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
So we're going to tell you a little bit about who we are first, and then we're going to kind of have a podcast. So
sure, let's
here
try
we
that.
Go. I am a music teacher on the daily. So every day I go to school and I try to help kids in kindergarten through fifth grade become a better musician, become a better human, become a better collaborator. And just, I want to be a part of having these students who are in my care grow up to be the best versions of themselves they can possibly be, because I feel like it's my way of contributing to the kind of world I want to live in. And I have that great opportunity, and it's really an honor every day. And I get to do it through elemental music and movement and unleashing their creativity and giving them a place to be creative in a safe and supportive environment. So that's what I do every day when I get to go to work. And I would love to hear what Lisa says about her daily.
Yes. Yeah, so we're both public school teachers. I teach kindergarten to sixth grade music.
Shout out to all you public school teachers
yeah,
out there
that's
doing
right.
the work.
Yep, absolutely. We are in the grind every day. And I also teach choir. I'm a strings specialist. Some years I teach strings. Some years I don't teach strings. It all depends on the many schedules of teaching in public school systems. But much like you, I want a joyous classroom. I want it to be a lot of fun. I want kids to learn that we're all musicians. It's not a label somebody gives you. It's a label that you claim.
Yeah.
Right?
I
it's
like
something that.
That
you take for yourself. Because if you sing, you're a musician. If you played an instrument, you're a musician. Like, it's not something that someone tells you you're now a musician.
Yeah. So. Nobody issues you a card.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, some people will, but you have to pay for it. And that's,
I mean,
that's
we
a
do have a card maker.
A union.
In
yeah.
this, you know.
Stay focused.
Yeah.
Not
okay.
craft time.
Sorry. Not craft time.
Sometimes
okay.
Lisa gets really excited about making craft things. So.
Yeah, that's another podcast. Anyway. Okay. So, Drew, who is the American Center for Elemental Music and Movement? What's our mission? You know, what do we do?
Well, we do a lot. And first of all, I think you should know that it's 9 volunteer people who work together on lots of different projects, and 9 classroom music teachers, retired teacher, and we're all working together. I'm going to talk more about those people specifically later. But it's 9 volunteer members who have agreed to build an organization around the mission, which states ASEM's mission is to develop opportunities through programs that educate, provide material resources for performance and creativity, and foster an appreciation of elemental music and movement. Our guiding vision is to enable the experience of the humanizing touch of elemental music and movement. So what does that actually mean?
That's a good question, and we get asked it a lot.
So the idea is to demystify what does elemental music and movement mean
yeah.
to the world. And a lot of people have a difficult time making sense of it. And I think because if it parallels a lot of things that happen in the Orff Schulwerk approach, and that word approach is part of where people sort of stumble, because the approach is one that you have to access and activate on your own. And you have to do a lot of the looking and the wondering and the curious trying to discover it for yourself.
Yeah, and I think it's important like to understand that the word may have been adopted in the Orff community, mm-hmm. but elemental music is found pervasively.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't – there's a so many great approaches, and elemental is something that when you boil down is foundational and roots and things that every music maker can participate in.
Yeah. I think it's the immediate accessibility and success
yeah.
that gives the elemental approach the most traction in my world
yeah.
and in a lot of people's world. So if you're teaching something and the kids are immediately loving it and successful with it, there's probably a pretty good portion of that that's elemental.
Right.
Something about it is very pattern-based. Something about it is very easy on the uptake and requires little technical skill to become engaged as a co-performer.
Absolutely. And elemental isn't just the music portion, it's the movement as right?
Absolutely.
They're just all tied together.
And I think it's important to recognize that every musical impulse that's released into the world is first a product of a movement in some form or fashion. So when you sing, your vocal folds are moving. It's a very micro movement. When you play a timpani, you're moving a large group of muscles. When you play a piano, you're using a smaller group of muscles, but you're using tons of muscles in your arm and your upper body and even all the way down to your hips. So all of those turn into a vibrational sound because of a movement activation that happens first. So when we remember that music is a rhythmic-based experience initially, it comes from the rhythmic movement of whatever's happening initially to release that sound.
Yeah, and if we want to boil that down, like, that's a great explanation, but all movement creates vibration, vibration creates sound, and sometimes we react to that sound with movement as well. It's like watching a toddler bounce, right? Like, they just naturally do.
Right. It's like if you have a cup of water on a table and you touch the table.
We have
the cup,
right?
Yeah, we happen to have one.
Right,
I'm looking at it. So that you touch the table on the other side and the you know, I'm tapping it and I can see the vibrations across the table.
Yeah.
That's the way that movement and music affect the world.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very interesting parallel to what we're trying to do is
we're
sort of
effect.
Like we're tapping on the table and hoping that somebody's cup of water is vibrating a little
bit. Yeah, right.
And it's that we're activating that experience for them. So the idea of educating and providing material resources for creativity and appreciation for elemental music and movement, we're trying to do that, I think, by leading by example and giving people opportunities to engage with it on our website and in our professional development experiences, our book club, and in things like our scholarships and our Spotlight Awards, as many different ways as we can find to acknowledge people that are doing a really great job or lift up people who could use the support in this work. That's what we're here for. And we want to grow and we want to invite you to be a part of our community and a part of the conversation.
And here's how they can do that, right?
Yeah.
Like, we have several ways that we do outreach. And some of them are cycles throughout the year. And some of them are things that people can participate in any moment. Like, you could listen to this podcast anytime once it hits the airwaves. You can go to our website, which is www.acemm, which is acemm.org, and you can find lesson ideas or professional development collaborations that we're doing. But when you're there, you're also going to see that there's a book club once a week, and that book club is a vibrant community led by Kate Bright and Janae Julian.
And Liban.
And Liban Gomez. And they pick books and they get together once a week. And there's even a Google Classroom where people put their ideas. So that's a way to engage with people on site through Zoom, right? We also have Spotlight Awards, which we're going to be looking for nominations soon. And that's a way to highlight people that you see. It's not people that we see. We're not nominating these people. These are nominations coming from outside of our organization. They're folks that are just doing great, great work in the music and movement world. And it could be a teacher or it could be a community-based music and movement making organization. We do the Beacon Scholarship, which everybody needs money for professional development. And if you have a dream of going somewhere and engaging in professional development, and, you know, the coins just aren't there. Professional development is expensive. And a lot of times, you know, our personal situations aren't one where the funding is easy. We might be able to help you. There's an application process for that. Or maybe you have a little micro idea that you want to do in the classroom and you need just a couple $100. That's our Spark Grants.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to help people in their classrooms so that their students can grow. We want to help people grow professionally on their own. And we want to engage with people in different ideas. And sometimes that's through giving lesson ideas, and sometimes it's reaching them through a podcast, and sometimes it's meeting them at a workshop, which we do those as well. So it's really good that you've found us on these airwaves and that you now know where our website is, but there's ways you can see us in person.
Yeah, you can find us, of course, like Lisa said, on the web, but we're also hanging out in, you know, for real, in live, like out there in the world. And we love, one of the things we love to do is connect with people who share our passion. And we do that through giving workshops. So every one of us on the board is an active workshop presenter and clinician. And we do workshops with various chapters of the American Offshore Work Association. We're going to be coming up in a few weeks at my colleagues are going to be at the OAKE,
join us.
Organization of
American Kodai Educators.
Yeah. And all of those Kodai chapters have such catchy names.
They do. You were just at the KEEP workshop yesterday.
Yeah, I just did the KEEP workshop.
Kodai Educators of Eastern Pennsylvania.
My favorite one is SNAKE, Sierra Nevada.
There it is, yeah.
Association of Kodai Educators.
My favorite one is BAKE. That's the Boston area Kodai Educators. Beans, yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, this is an official sidetrack. And the directors we're located across, eight states? Pennsylvania, Washington, New York, Ohio, Nevada, Michigan, and California. So if you're in one of those states, you live near us. So you can see us in person that way. Definitely look for us at conferences and different workshops around. And ASEM is looking forward to getting some courses and some workshops going in the future. I know we're going to have a co-sponsor workshop in Colorado this summer.
And so, teaching with ORF, we do them on a cycle with them. I was part of the February one, and another director and I, Judy and I, are going to do the April one.
Yeah. So you can find us, definitely. We have an amazing partnership with our friends at Teaching with ORF.
They're fabulous.
Yeah. Michelle Frere and Jen Christopherson do an amazing job supporting music teachers like you. So if you don't know about Teaching with ORF, definitely check that out. And our webinars are super cheap. And you can look at the ones that we've done in the past. I think they're like $20 or something like that. Super affordable.
Bang for your buck.
For Monday morning ready lesson plans.
Oh, so, absolutely. And you get all the notes, the slides, and we lead you through the activities in case you're unsure how to to wade your way through some of these new ideas. As we wrap it up, I think it'd be great to give shout outs to our board members, because the truth is there's probably people listening to the podcast that know these people or have seen pictures of these people at different places and may not know that they're part of our board. So you are our president.
I am.
And Janae Julian is our vice president.
Yep. She lives out in Washington.
Yep. And Dave Thaxton's our treasurer, and he's in Nevada.
Yeah, in Reno.
Yep.
And he'll also like to talk to you about skiing and all things elemental music and movement. He's a great guy to talk with. Janae out in Washington, she is excellent at talking about
children's literature
with inclusive themes and figuring ways to bring those to children. So,
yep. And Kate Bright's our secretary. She's a fellow Pennsylvanian. Yep. In fact, Drew, Kate, and I live within an hour and a half of each other. Drew and I are 15 minutes from each other. But
I think Kate lives less than an hour from us.
You think it is? Yeah. Okay. Okay, Kate. I'm not quite sure where you live.
She's not too far away.
And then there's me. Crystal Pridmore is in California. And
well, hold on. Lisa deserves a shout out. She is a brilliant Kodai and ORF sort of cross-hybrided, cross-pollinated, but also has an amazing mind for curriculum.
You're so nice.
And assessment. And she's currently in the midst of a really impressive doctoral program up in the St. Thomas program.
Yeah, shout out to the Tommies.
And so she's doing the work, and she's a super inspiring person. I'm really grateful that she's my friend and colleague. We've been friends for a long time.
Kind of grew up doing this, yeah, you know, together in our adulthood.
Yeah. Wait, when's that going to happen? People often confuse me for being an adult because of my age.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that from Leslie Ann. That was a great post from Leslie Ann.
Speaking of Leslie Ann, she also works on our board.
She does. Leslie Ann Bird is in Ohio. She is brilliant and really clued in with many aspects of elemental music and movement. But especially she's great with modern band and popular music.
Yep. She has her own business, consulting Three Little Birds, and she does a lot of workshops. And she also is very committed to lifting up the voices of minorities and people who need seats at the table. She's very much a champion for inviting those people into the conversations. And I'm always inspired by that.
Absolutely. Then there's Crystal Pridmore, who's on the left coast and out in California. And she's all things elemental. She's such a unique story of her way into music education and her path. And she's really knowledgeable of how to start music from absolutely nothing. You should really get her talking about that. She also has a great podcast. So if you want to hear another great podcast, go to Chaotic Harmony. She and her friend John Seligman had that up. They're a riot, and it's chock full of really good information.
Yep.
And Liban Gomez from New York City.
New York City.
Brilliant.
He is an immigrant. He grew up in the Dominican Republic, and his parents moved here, and they moved to New York. And he has quite a story about how he came to music. Initially wasn't a music or a musician or music teacher, came through a science background and just loved making music and got involved. And his story is amazing, working in the New York City public schools and how he is connecting students with music making. It's a really interesting experience for him to share with the world. So we're glad to have him with us. And he's just a really sweet guy who is nothing but joy and kindness in the world.
He's one of the most genuine people I've ever met. In fact, we met over Zoom, and when he came to Philly ORF, which is our local chapter, I finally got to hug him in person. And quite literally, I went to the workshop, not just to hear his brilliance, but to give him a hug in person. And he is just one of the most wonderful people.
Yeah.
And then rounding out is Judy Thompson Barthwell. Leaving her last is sort of intentional on my part. She is an icon.
She's a force.
Of music and movement education, who lives in Michigan.
Detroit.
Yeah. Her story is incredible.
One of the few places in the United States where you can live north of Canada.
That's right. Yeah. She's just, if you want to look up to a human of how she lives her life, just of being a human, but then in music and movement education, she is incredible. If you ever get to see her, do not miss it.
I think her strength is she's just authentic and shows up and lives really, really pure what is in her heart.
Yeah.
And I admire that about her. And, you know, she's honest, and I admire that about people. And she'll look you in the eye and say, I disagree. And it can be a really positive conversation.
Yeah.
And that's not always possible in this day and age. And for her to remind me that that is a thing that we can do is another gift that Judy gives us. So.
And she may not know this until she listens to this, but I have admired her from afar for a very, very long time. Mm-hmm. She's one of those humans that I had always hoped to be in a room with. And when we were finally in a room together in New Mexico, I was a little starstruck and shell-shocked, to be very honest.
Fangirl.
I did, but in my my very quiet way, because to be in her presence is to be in the presence of greatness.
Yeah.
She really is.
So if you didn't figure it out, part of all of this ASIM experience with the nine of us is it's a passion project, because we get to be with people who we really adore. And we work on projects together that we all care about. And just knowing that other people are there with you doing the work, I think some of the most powerful powerful things that we can know about working together is that we have the support of each other, and we know that they're just really fine people.
So if, to round this out, right? So this is just the intro of all of it while we took 7 right turns and maybe a left here and there on the conversation. But we hope that you, the listeners, find ways to engage with us. Mm-hmm. Never be afraid to reach out to any of us. You can find our emails on the ASIM website. They're very easy, by the way. They're quite literally our first name.
At ASIM.org.
So it's so easy to find us, but please find ways to engage with us. We hope you come on the journey of music and movement, and we hope you reach out and talk to us. If you have an idea for a podcast, never hesitate to email us. We would love to meet your very specific needs as well as general needs. So,
and maybe we'll even interview you and we'll get you on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll invite you in.
You want to talk to us? We're fun to talk to. We really are.
Yeah, and we'll, I mean, come on. We just did 20 minutes of rambling just about the organization. Imagine what we could talk to you about your things that you're passionate about.
If you get us focused.
Yeah. Well, that takes a little bit.
Well, we tend to be pretty focused people who explore a rabbit trail from time to time. So
there you go.
Speaking of rabbit trails and other excitement in the future, we hope you'll tune in for the future a podcast that we have, and we thank you for your support, and any just listening is a beautiful way to support us. Checking out our content on the website is fantastic, and if you have ideas about how we can help serve the community, let us know. We of course would love if you want to throw some money our way to donate. It all goes back out. We don't have people on the board that we don't pay anyone on the board. So we are always looking for ways to create more opportunities. So sort of our low-key slogan is we create the opportunities and you make the difference.
Exactly.
And if you want to help us create some opportunities, send a couple of bucks our way and we'll make sure we do a good thing with them. So we're going to wrap up this edition of the podcast for now, and we'll say until we meet again on the podcasts.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this episode of ASIM's Helpcast. The American Center for Elemental Music and Movement's mission is to support and spread the joy of music and movement education. Did you like this episode? Rate it in your favorite podcast platform, and don't forget to subscribe. Now, hop on over to www.acemm.org to learn more about scholarships, grants, and professional development opportunities through ASIM. See you next episode.